Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Put a post up on social media a couple of days ago, and it ruffled a lot of people's
feathers. It did.
Surprisingly.
We got quite a few phone calls.
All it did was say the currencies that are worth more than the U.S. dollar, meaning that their dollar is stronger than the U.S. dollar.
Yeah.
And the number one currency was the Kuwaiti dinar. Mm-hmm. Is one American dollar is equal to $3.2. And then the Bahrainian dinar, mm-hmm, is $1 to 2.6. And then the Omanian.
Omani. Rial.
Rial, 1 to 2.5. The Jordan dinar, 1 to 1.4. Pound sterling, which is the British pound, 1 to 1.2. The Gibraltar, mm-hmm, pound, 1 to 1.2.4. The Cayman Island dollar, 1 to 1.2. The euro is 1 to 1.1. And also, there wasn't enough room for the Swiss franc, which is also 1 to 1.1. So, mm-hmm, it's just nine countries who have stronger currencies than the U.S. dollar. Now, this is an interesting conversation because people, not everybody, but a lot of people were upset about the post. They said it was like fear mongering, and it was disappointing. And it's like you're championing the fall of America.
No. Let me say this: you guys ask for the information, and then when we give it, you get upset. So we can either give you the truth and let the truth settle, or we can lie to you. I choose not to lie.
I think the interesting part is like, maybe there's confusion, right? The fall of America.
Fall of America has been predicted for a long time, people. That's why you love Malcolm X.
Ray Dalio's books, he walked through the same thing. You can argue the number one hedge fund manager of all time has been saying this as well. If you've been awake the last 20 years, you can see, like, most countries plan their attack over 50 years very quietly. America's the only country on earth that screams, hey, we are coming to kill you. So if China went to Africa and got all the lithium mines, and they're going to go to attack Taiwan for that company, what do you think they plan to build? And if Elon goes there and they build a fucking supercomputer, you think they're doing that for play? No. When the Swiss franc got depegged in 2016 and it fell apart, they've been waiting for their moment as well. The Bahrainian dinar. Like, if you travel, this is why it's really key. Once again, I did not go to Mexico just because the beaches were pretty and so were some of the women. Hey, baby, I see you. I love you so much. Listen.
I love you.
Listen, you need an international edge. I don't want nobody to think I'm KP, you know what I'm saying? But you know.
Hey, real quick. Come on, man. Do you think the uproar was because people are correlating the worth of the currency and comparing that to the strength of the economy, right? Right. I think that's the confusion, right? They think, oh, wait, you're saying that because the currency is more, that's a stronger economy.
Well, we also got a certain level of education. This is why we're here, right?
Yes.
We have to educate the people because there's some countries that keep their currency low on purpose, like China or import-export purposes. Mm-hmm. There's some countries that prefer to keep their currency higher for different mm-hmm. reasons. So just because your currency, it's not, well, first of all, is that you can't get emotional. That's the first thing. Like, you can't be emotional.
I'm emotional. I hug the block.
You gotta like just.
Emotions don't change nothing.
Gotta take in the information because it's useful. Because it's like, okay, at the very least, if you're traveling to these countries, you should know how much your dollar is worth because it could either be beneficial or it could be harmful. If you're in Canada, it's beneficial because our dollar is stronger than the Canadian dollar. So that means our buying power is higher. Our buying power for just basic items like clothes, but also for real estate as well. Mm-hmm. But when you go to London, the dollar is weaker than the pound. So that means that their buying power is stronger than us for basic Burberry coats, but also for real estate as well, mm-hmm. and a variety of other things. So you, as an intelligent person and as a world traveler, at the very least, you should be aware of where your native currency is strong and where your native currency is weak.
Yeah.
And there's more into the conversation, but it's not something to be upset about.
For educational purposes only. Yeah. Right? Like the information is what it is. Like it wasn't made up. These are real facts.
And
like,
wealth, don't make a post next week.
They're gonna use ChatGPT to have the graphics.
Big facts. They took all my little points about China and Russia and remixing. But look, we're 10th. We're not even in the play-in game. Austin Reeves not going to save us this season. Neither will he save the Lakers. Like, the euro has outpaced the Swiss franc, Cayman Island dollar. Like, that's why I say, and remember 2 years ago, I was saying, go study every country, top five governments, top five institutions to see what they're doing. If you don't think, so if Germany leaves the EU and teams up with Russia, because they were one of the two countries that was keeping the EU afloat. This BRICS thing has been planned for a long time. So if Germany gets mad and wants revenge on the United States of America as well, because that history is very troubled, then what? Frank is going to go with them. And for those of you who are saying, hey, well, Japan had a dominant run in the 80s and that didn't fare well for them. We put them into so much debt. Go read Confessions of an Economic Hitman to tell you why.
Can Germany go to war still? They got such a bad...
They can be an ally in a war.
Mm. They lost their military. They're like Japan. You know, that's one thing, though.
This is not a head-up war like we keep saying, though.
No, that's true. So this is this history is very important to understand. And after World War II, when Japan suffered the defeat, they crushed their military. They told Japan they can't have a military for I forgot how many years. And so Japan has a very weak military even to this day. But what Japan did was they say, okay, we know that we can't have a military and we're kind of screwed on that situation and we're relatively a small island. They focused on technology.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They focused their attention on technology because they said, okay, being that you took our military away, how else can we compete in the global economy?
But who took their military away? Quiz question.
NATO.
Before then, that's what happened.
Is that not what happened?
It was yes, but that was the nail in the coffin before then. The deal that they reached with Germany and Hitler was very led to that downfall. So Hitler made an agreement with them. If you let me have this portion of the country, I won't invade the rest. Hitler doesn't have the highest moral standing. What happened? Got part of that country invaded and took over the rest. And then later, this is why history is so important. We're the only country that does not look at 100-year cycles and see what our competitors are doing. How old is China? 50 years, 60 years to get revenge is nothing to them. And if you don't think they're not knocking on everyone's door and say, hey, come join my team. It's like the big three, like when LeBron, when it got D-Wade, when Melo was supposed to go there, they're knocking on everybody's door. Because, like, China doesn't have to be number one. They just have to be center focused. So if they have all these spokes of protection in every country, they can beat us through a bunch of proxy wars.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.